Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends.
Your friends.
We're your neighbors.
We're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand.
Lifting hands.
And God save us.
God save us.
We're your friends.
Your friends.
We're your neighbors.
We're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a
hand.
Lifting hands. And
God save us.
Greetings to our radio listening audience, and welcome once again to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Thank you this Sunday morning for joining us, and our apologies for being so late this morning broadcasting, but we have been having technical difficulties coming on and staying on, so we are praying that we will stay on this time. We did come on earlier, but somehow we went off again, and I'm just getting us back on. Thank you for your patience and for listening to the Sunday morning broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. This morning, our discussion will be on life is in righteousness and death is in sin. That's something to think about. I know most of us, we just go along each day, just doing our daily routine, not thinking about what we're doing, why, is it right, is it good, is it going to help us, is it going to hurt us, is this what approved by our Creator? You never think anything about our life, our purpose, why we're here. We just go along each day with our little job, assuming that this is it for us, we got a nice job, we go to 9 to 5, then we can come home, fix our dinner, relax, and enjoy the rest of the day. A daily routine that we've set for ourselves, thinking that this is life. But in reality, this is not life. It's just a way of helping us to establish our life. Because Allah God made us in his righteousness. By our nature as human beings, we are righteous, just, and good people. Good life will destroy bad habits, and to bring back good life, we must understand that we bring back good morality in our life. Yes, that's what's missing. If we stop and think about it, it's good morality that we're needing, and that is what's missing in our life and creating all the problems that we're having. Only the unity of Allah can bring back our true spiritual human life and can make us one humanity with one human soul. And we, when we say Allah, we mean the Almighty God, the Creator of us all. We use the word name Allah because it sums up any name that you want to call your creator. Because in Allah you see the word A-L-L, and on the end you see the article, so we call it A-H, which means the. So the all, and that's exactly who you're talking about. The creator is the all. When we say that, we can say no more. And in that, it's inclusive of every name or anything that you want to call your creator. So we are using for that sake the one that explains it all, the word Allah. And we pray that you will understand this and bear with us. Because, yes, you're calling who you're calling to when we call him Allah. But we must believe in the one creator and understand that he lives inside our body. And we must stop looking for salvation outside our body with other people, thinking that this person, because he has this position, can help us. This person, because he has this money, can help us. This person, because he's so popular, he's good for us. No. The only way that you can be helped is through Almighty God, your creator, your connection with him, a connection from your soul within. We must believe in the one creator and understand that he lives inside our body. And we must stop looking for salvation on the outside of ourselves. Allah says in the Quran that the evil result of the generations in the past came back to overtake them. And also, the evil results of the generations today will come back to destroy them. Yes, people, we have to understand that what's happening in our world today, that we keep saying, why is this happening? Why is that happening? Why is God doing this to us? We always want to put everything on the Creator. No, it's from self. We're doing it to ourselves because of our ignorance of the knowledge of ourselves. We lack knowledge and understanding of who we really are, the important people we are. We must understand that we are not just any creation. We are above all creation. Allah put us over all his creation to control this creation. And he put it here to assist us as we go about the work that he has us to do on earth while we exist. It serves us. And it serves us through him. It was here before we were here. So we want to realize that life is in doing good, in good morality. And death is going the wrong path, thinking that you're God, is obeying your Creator, doing what you want to do. You're only bringing harm to yourself and destroying your life and destroying the beauty of your life, the goodness of your life, and following self. I won't hold you any longer. Thank you very much. I didn't really want to talk this long, so I want to bring to you now our host for today, Imam Shahid Shabazz. We bring to you Imam Shahid Shabazz.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
I greet everyone in the greetings of peace. For those who don't know what as-salamu alaykum means, it means the peace of Almighty Allah, or God, be upon you. With that said, I had wrote a little bit I want to share with you all about the topic today and the condition of the world today. You know, every human being that was created by our Creator, he did this here for us. And you hear a lot of people speaking of it. It's called common sense. Common sense means every person has in common the sense of knowing right from wrong. That's what it means. And that is the beginning of wisdom. That's the beginning of wisdom, is to know, to be able to distinguish right from wrong, good from evil. Don't confuse evil with good. And also, wisdom is in knowing that you can't mix good and evil together and get good results. You're going to get bad results every time. Why the Creator, Allah, he told Adam and he told Eve in the garden, he said, don't eat of this tree, for it bears the fruit of good and evil. He said, the day you eat of that tree, the forbidden tree, is really, people, the forbidden knowledge. The trees is what you have in religion, and most people don't break this down, Muslims either. You have what's called symbolism, or symbolic language. And what you hear is a sign. You may hear a tree, but the tree represents society. Morality in the book, all true scriptures represents good behavior, good conduct, good behavior, morality. And the piece I Allah inspired me to share, which is the beginning of wisdom, is the fear of Allah. And I said, why? Just asking myself and all of us, why? It's because wisdom gives us the spiritual insight to understand good from evil and right from wrong. But we must have the will to live a good life. See, that's another thing, too. We see all of this evil, all of this here animosity among people. People, they don't have any love, most people, and respect for each other. And I said here, most people think we are free. See, most people think we're free, meaning this is my life. I can do whatever I want to do with my life. Well, they see what happens. When you think that way, that's a self-destructive attitude. You cut your freedom off because you destroy yourself by doing wrong. And Allah says all wrong that happens in the life of people come from their own selves. He said all the good happens to us come from His mercy, Him, Allah. So most people think we are free, but they are sadly mistaken. Freedom is in good morality. Good morality comes from God consciousness. You know, we must be conscious of God. You know, this is simple. If you are not conscious of God at all times, then, and if you think with that attitude that you're free, you know, I mean, to do what you want to do, look at the results. Look at the results today. So we are not free. We are responsible creatures by the Creator. Check this out now. Everything else in creation created, it follows its nature. A tree don't jump up out the ground and go try to take root somewhere else. The sun don't try to outstrip the moon. You see? Look around you and study creation and see that all creation follows order and law. Discipline. Life itself, the Creator created life itself in our discipline. He tells you in the Quran, the Holy Quran, how He created the human being in stages. And then after He say He created us in toil and struggle, He said He created us this way. He say, but with the toil and the struggle, the pain that we went through when He was creating us in our mother's womb, He still gave the mother and the baby ease where the mother could deliver the baby, though she was next to death. That's what this medically said. She's next to death when she's conceiving. When she's conceiving that baby. My mother said she liked to die having me because I was so big. You know, I was 10 pounds or something. And then she said she had to go back to the hospital, and they didn't stitch her up right, sew her up right. She came home like they got gangrene and like to die. So I'm just using that as a point of view to say that, you know, we are not free because, you know, there's things that we just can't do that only the Creator can do that we can see every day. You don't have to be in no religion to see. You know, for instance, again, I want to say that the Creator say, give us this example. He say if a person could create a fly, a little bit of fly, a pesky fly. He said even if they could create a fly, and if this fly was to take something from them, they wouldn't have the power, the ability to take it back from the fly. He said we are our petitions and those that we listen at that think that they're free to be some god, and we listen at them and we follow them. And Allah says in the Quran, whose word can be truer than Allah's? So there has to be an awareness of people that I'm not free to do what I want to do, that I'm free to do right. That right there, and that's not hard to do. Because when you do wrong, you do evil or bad, you get the same consequences. Allah said, what reward is there for good other than good? And they say, what reward is there for evil other than evil? So that's simple. That's plain for everyone to see and understand and to act accordingly. Understand that if I keep doing wrong, I keep doing things the way I want to do it, I'm not going to be successful. I want to just share a few of the attributes of Allah with you, our Creator, because We need to be reminded of, the, of these attributes, his names, his titles, qualities. He's the evolver. He evolved all creation. He also is the forgiver. He's the protector. He's also the guardian of faith. And he's the source of peace and perfection. Just a few of the attributes I wanted to share with you about Almighty God. Me and a man was talking the other day, and he worked for himself and I worked for myself. And he was saying, Donald Trump being the president don't affect me one way or another because I've been taking care of myself anyway. And but people, believe it or not, though we may get help from the government, we still are responsible. We're looking out in here in the community. We see, and we were talking about this, all groups in America, ethnic groups that migrated here from another country, when they come here, we see them sticking together. They have unity, and we see them being successful. And some of these people come from some of the poorest and worstest conditions on the earth. We think we're going through something, some bad conditions here in America, while we living like we're in heaven compared to third world people. And we are not grateful. One other thing Allah says, the Creator says, remember me and I remember you. And reject not faith in me and be grateful to me. You see? So if people don't have the will, and will is just what you want, they don't want to remember their Creator. He's not going to force them to. And this is why we see the conditions in America, in our life, and in the life of the people around us, all people. They are doing things just oblivious of their Creator. And all that means is they have forgot. I got a Creator I got to answer to. They just act like they gods on the earth. And they go about carefree. And you can see them. They act like this world is forever. They act like the material things are the things here on this earth, including their self, their body. They act like these are things that are going to last forever here. When Almighty Allah has promised, he said, all that's with us as people will pass away. We see people dying now faster than ever. And people know they're going to die, but they think most of them, this is something I want to say first. I've shared this with my wife a lot. Most people don't want to serve Allah sincerely, even most Muslims, because they think they're going to, their life is going to be boring. They think serving their Creator is a boring life. Well, look at all this destruction and evil and wickedness and killing. If you never gave it a try living a good life, all you've been living is an evil life, a wicked life, and you see you're getting evil results all around you, why wouldn't you give it a try? People are quick to give evil a try, but they hesitate. And oftentimes, the majority of them, they won't give good a try. So I say to you all, give goodness a sincere try and see if you get a satisfaction, enjoyment that you're trying to get in trying to give all of these other evil things a try, beginning with your evil self. All of us are evil except through the grace and mercy of Almighty God to lift His Spirit up in our soul so that our soul can gain control over our flesh desires. And we can live that good life that He intended for us on this planet Earth for just a short period of time. I shared with somebody else the other day, a lady, me and her was the same age. We was in the Walmarts, and we was thanking God for being here. And I say, I hope you live 60 more years. She said, I don't want to live 60 more years. And she sounded like me, and I laughed because people be telling me I'm going to live a long time. She said, with the world the way it is today, I do not want to be around here 60 more years. But the point, I said, I'm with you. I don't either. And the point is that we think 100 years, maybe even 1,000 years is a long time. Most people, the average person, think that way. And they don't even realize that 100 years or 1,000 years ain't even one day in the sight of Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah say 1,000 years of our time is like one day to him. So what am I saying? What am I getting at? What am I trying to, my objective, what am I trying to reach? I'm trying to say to you all that we are not in a world where really time exists. We're just in a world where we are being tested. But this world, we are only here for a fleeting moment. The world, the whole creation of the heavens and the earth is only here for a fleeting moment. And then it's gone. And there is another world coming, but that world comes after the resurrection and judgment. And it will be a completely new world. And in that world, evil will not exist. And if you live the life in this material world, that was a life of in denial of your Creator, thinking I can just do what I want to do, and indulging into all kinds of carnal, a wicked pleasures, and that's been your whole life, just striving for material things and hoarding and showing off with materialism, with the material things, and worshiping yourself and other people. If that's the type of life you live, when you're resurrected, you're not going to like what your judgment going to be, because it's not going to be in your favor, people. It's going to be against you, and you think the world now, like a lot of people say, is hell. Why, you ain't experienced the real hell. The real hell, you would, if you read about the real hell and you're sincere in the Holy Quran, that would change your life right there. And you think this is something we're going experiencing now. People, all I can say at this time in my conclusion, I'll stop, is prepare yourselves for the life to come after this life, because this life is just what you call in a court, a preliminary. If I'm not pronouncing it right, it means that it's a God is testing us to see who's gonna qualify. You know, for that day we will be judged and see what our judgment is gonna be. Our judgment gonna be based on our conduct in this world. He already know, but this world is a test. We're just here for trials, and we're here to be tried or tested from the time we're born to the time we die. So with that said, people, I'm going to say peace be unto you and turn it over because we came on a little late today to the co-host. Maybe we got some guests that want to come on and add to what we're saying or give us something even more, extend what we're saying here. Peace.
Thank you, Imam Shahiri Chabal, teaching on life is in righteousness and death is in sin. And all he's giving out some powerful, powerful information here today to us to make us think and consider who we are. And we want to thank Allah for blessing us with Imam Shahiri Chabal. He blessed us with a beautiful, sincere, devoted servant, and he has taught him the knowledge that he would have him to relate to us in a way that we can understand it. He speaks in a way, I never thought about it that way when you hear him speak. And we thank Allah for him, for this beautiful brother. And I want to remind you that you are listening to the Sunday radio broadcast of Imam Shahiri Chabaz, The Reality of the Creator, which comes on every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you have to call in. Remind your friends that they too should call in. The number again is 347-884-8511. And I also want to remind you that if you want to talk, we need you to talk. We need your feedback. We need to know if you enjoy the show, if you're receiving anything, and what you think about it. And give us suggestions on how to improve. Come on and give us information that we need to give to the people that we don't have. We need you to join us. It is not just our show. It's your show. So come on and give us some feedback. Hit that number one button on your phone. You show up in the studio. And when you light up, I'll be glad to call you on. So people, we're listening for your support, for your feedback. We want to know what you're thinking and how you feel about the show. And again, remind others, have them a call on, give them a number too, so that they might call into the show and let them know if they have any concerns about what's going on. This is a good place to express themselves on our Sunday morning broadcast show, The Reality of the Creator. I don't want to be forever and take up the time that our host, Imam Shahid Jafar, has with us. I know you're enjoying him. But we also want to remind you again, every Monday night, I realize I have to remind you that we do have to pay for this show, and whatever you can send in to help us broadcast the show, we would appreciate you doing so. We'd be grateful for whatever you can contribute to help us broadcast the show and keep it going. We do have problems sometimes, as you can see, technical problems that we're constantly having to air out, and this is what happens when you get these, either the internet or the show itself, one or the other, there's something going on. Even with our internet, my internet sometimes acts up itself. So this is what happens with all this technology, this technical material. We have to have patience with it. Life is in righteousness and death is in sin. You know, that made me think, I saw this stupid. I kind of read over it briefly. I was sleeping. I didn't really have the time to really express myself or think about saying what I wanted to say, because it really got me to the point that I felt like going through this computer last night on Facebook. A person had an article in there saying that we are the gods. And yeah, I think a lot of you hear that. And even that we are the creator. We are the one who created. I said, what kind of dumbfounded, stupid idiot is this? I said, you can't even create the blink of this eye. I don't even know why it blinks. And if he kept blinking, he wouldn't be able to stop it. And he's talking about he's the creator. See how sick and how sick the mentality of the people are today. They want to be so in control of somebody they don't know their true purpose, their true creator. And how they could be blessed if they would just come back to their own, come back to their own way of life, come back serving their mighty God, Allah, their true creator, and trying to find out what it is that he has chosen for them to do with their life on earth. They don't even know why they eat the food they eat. They don't even know how to get the water except to turn a faucet on, but that's not where it's basically coming from. They don't even know why it's there, how it got there. I would be afraid to jump into these great big bodies of water, these oceans and lakes and all. They'd be afraid of them. How are they going to be a creator of them? Plain stupidity. The worst. That is no mind, no brain. Not using it. So now I'm going to finish up and let Imam Shahid Shabazz come back to us with his beautiful life-giving teaching to let us know that life is in righteousness. Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yes, I wanted to talk also about moral conduct. A man lived 1,400 about 30-something years now, by the name of Muhammad Mustafa ibn Abdullah, prayers and peace be upon him. And he was the last prophet of Almighty Allah to all people, Jews, Muslims, Buddhists, whoever you say you are, whether you understand this or not. And whether you are trying to understand this, it's a fact in that way. You can't change facts. You can argue with the truth, but you can't change the truth. It's still going to stand, and your falsehood is going to fall every time. What I want to say is life, as we know it, people, it begins in moral discipline. How did it begin in moral discipline? To show you that by nature we are good people. But because we been endowed or blessed, fortunate, with a free, the freedom of a limited amount of freedom of will over we can make choices, most people, like she just said, make the wrong choice and think they are gods. And you see the results of that. You got a world that is condemned. It condemned, the people condemn themselves to destruction by denying their creator and making the things he created gods, like themselves and the other things. The first principle, again, to govern that we are brought into the world, created in, is moral principles. In that womb, when Almighty God is created, creating that baby, every way he fashioned and formed that baby, it's a discipline. He don't just make the baby all at once. He created the baby in stages to let us know as people that our life is developed once we come out of the womb also with moral discipline. We need moral discipline. That's the first principle of faith in the Creator and the change of their life for the better for anybody. They must first have moral discipline. They have to discipline themselves. Nobody else can do it for them, but they got to want to change. They got to want to live a better life than what they are living. If their life is not satisfying them, then they must not run somewhere to some church, some mosque, or some religion looking for answers to help themselves. The answers are already inside of them. All they have to do is bring their mind and their heart and their soul back to the remembrance, excuse me, of the Creator. And then the Creator will direct their mind, their soul, on the inside. They will be blessed to connect back with him as he created them, and they didn't know nobody, not even the mother and father. When they were created, the only one they knew was the one that created them. They had to learn who their mother was. They had to learn who their father was. We did. We didn't know our mother and father, but we knew our Creator. So the history of mankind began with God consciousness. And I'm talking about true history, because we look at history and we see that there's bad history and there's good history. And the Creator says that if we repeat the bad history of our ancestors, he say we will get the same bad results and we will bring destruction on ourselves. And that's what we see today. He say the evil results of the deeds of the people today, the evil that you do, it will soon bring destruction on you too, as it did to people in all generations. Just wanted to share that with you also as a wake-up call for us. I wanted to go over this again too because it's very important. Allah, or the Creator, says, remember me, and I will remember you. And be grateful unto me, and deny not me. See, most people deny their Creator. And Allah says in the Holy Quran, his final revelations, when you forget me, Allah, your Creator, you forget your very soul. People, all we have is our soul. Tell you why. Everything else going to pass away, your body. But your soul was put in you, your immortal soul, to last beyond death, the grave, forever. So we're the ones that's making the choice. You want to live a little short life that's so short that on the day of judgment, Almighty Allah say to everybody, every human being created, it will be to them just like this world and never existed. And the hereafter, the world of Allah was always there. People, that's how it really is. This world is an illusion. It's a test to see if you're going to believe in it because you see it and the things in it are believing the unseen Creator who created this world. Then you take your choice. You see what happens when the people believe anything they see, it leads them into evil conduct, where they'll kill a baby. They have sex with animals. Another male will have sex with another male and a female in their anus. All kinds of horrific things are done because people have forgotten the source of life. You can't get life out of evil. You can't get good out of bad. You get good out of good. Is that so hard to understand? I don't think so. I know not. Excuse me. People, I'm going to say again, life is in righteousness and death is in sin. Our Creator made us in his righteousness. You hear some people talking about God created us in his own image. And I remind them, right, but in a respectful way. I shared this with a lady the other day, and she said, oh, I'm going to start saying that. That is so beautiful. She said, God created us in his own image. I said, God don't have an image. I said, anything with an image, you can see. You see, just like we have a shadow, because we're matter. You can see us, and we project the image, which is our shadow. The Creator, ain't nobody never seen the Creator, because ain't nobody never died and came back to tell us how the Creator looked. And that ain't going to never happen. Ignorance is not reality. So by our nature as humans, we're righteous, we're just, and we're good. This is how we was created. If we choose to follow our true nature, good life, people will destroy bad habits and bring back our good life in our body. But we must think as one soul. Stop thinking as individuals. And we must think as one mind. Only the unity of our Creator, Allah, can bring back our true spiritual human life. See, our life is spiritual life. That's what makes us human. But the first part of the word, you, man, means of the earth. And most people don't get to the mind. Man means mind. So human means a mind created out of the earth. The Creator, when he put his spirit in the human being, that's what made us different from other animals. Other animals you don't see talking. They can't talk. They don't have intelligence. They don't have to choose the life they're supposed to live. The life they're supposed to live is already set. And they follow that pattern. They follow that life that the Creator created for them. They've automatically followed. They can't deviate because they don't have freedom. Or we are like man. Human beings, we have to choose our life. And you can see that most Muslims, Christians, Jews, most people have not chosen their real life. They have chosen their false life. See, the carnal part of us, or the flesh, is not real. That's why it passes away. That's why it gets ill. It's weak. The Creator Allah say he created us weak in flesh. See, our flesh is not real. If it was real, why do we die? The only reality is Allah. Now, why is Allah the only reality? He has no beginning and he has no ending. Allah's life is eternal life. And when he put his spirit, some of his spirit in all human beings, he was putting eternal life in us people. But he gave us we got to choose our spiritual life inside, or we can choose to follow our animal flesh life on the outside. And the teaching of La ilaha illallah, that there's no God but one God, this will bring back God consciousness in the world. Anyway, I said to the lady, God, Allah, or honestly, Allah said, God, Almighty God, He don't have an image. He created us in his likeness. And she said, wow, that is so powerful. So what do that mean? God, Allah created us like, to be like him. What is being like God? We know what that is. Being good. We know that God is all good. He's all wise, all knowing. So he created us to be like him. Not all knowing, all wise, and he did create us to be all good. But the only way we can be, but he created us at the same time weak. So if we didn't make mistakes, if we was already perfect, we wouldn't be here. There's nothing created that's perfect. The only perfect being is a supreme divine spiritual creator. But we ought to strive to be like him. We know even in this world, in order for you to perfect anything you're doing, whether it's good or bad, you have to constantly practice it, repetition. So if you're practicing evil, if you're practicing striving for material things, that's all you're going to get. The Creator say you get, Allah say you get, are only what you strive for. And he say you can't mix good, strive for good and bad. And he said you can't get something in a bad way and give it to somebody to help them or give it to a religious community, and he accepted. He said he only accepts that which is good. He's all good, and he only accepts good. So he do not accept our bad people. See, that's why the world is on a course of self-destruction. And this country, America, she's went around and bombed up and killed other people, entire races, her and Russia and England. They went around the world trying to kill up all of the people of color for thousands of years. But I want to share this with you in these last days of this existence of evil in this world. So a lot of people think it's the last days, meaning this whole world going to be destroyed and all the people. No. Not yet. Evil has to be destroyed, and then the restoration, the restoring of good in this world by Allah, the Creator, and the good enjoy the world the way Allah wanted us to enjoy the world in the good. In the good. You can't enjoy yourself in the bad. Your enjoyment and satisfaction come from the good, not the bad. So the bad is on the decline. It's on the way out. And Almighty Allah is issuing in or bringing in his divine goodness, justice, and goodness. But people must know who their enemy are so they can make the right choice before it's too late. So this is why we had divine intervention with this president. People know he represents bad. He done said it, did it, year after year after year, before he was the president. And you yet had people that they call themselves intelligent voting for a man they know is against the people, when the government is supposed to be of the people, for the people, and by the people. This man has clearly let the people know the government is for me and my kind of people. And I don't have to tell you what kind of people his people are. They're just like him. So, you know, I don't know if we want any guests to come on. To have any guests to come on. But, again, me and my wife, the co-host, we are going to do the best that Allah bless us to be able to do, and pray that he won't let us say anything that he wouldn't have us to say, because we're not perfect. We're not all-knowing. He's all-knowing. We are trying to be tools like all creation to be used by our Creator in a good way and in the right way like he created the world in his righteousness and justice. Help one another. Don't hurt one another. There's a saying, if you can't, the only time you should look down on anyone is when you're trying to pick them up. That's our true nature. Want for your brother what you want for yourself. And the only way we can bring the world back to sanity is to come back to the remembrance of our Creator. And Allah says in the Quran, the Holy Quran, he said he revealed the Quran, his final revelation, as a healing for the diseases in our heart. So it's our heart that dictates our mind whether we want to live a good life or a bad life. You must have the will to submit to the goodness of your Creator. Because if you don't, the Creator will not force you, because he's free of all needs, worthy of all praise. He don't need anything from us. Why? Because he owns it all. He owns you. He already got you. But he give you an opportunity to choose your life. So we have to choose to do right, people. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. If we just strive for material things and forget about our Creator, then all we're striving for is to produce more evil results in our life and in the life of all humans, and the world we're living in, destroy the air, the water. That's because we have forgot our Creator. And that will bring us back to our senses. Remember him. He said he'll remember you. So apparently most people, Muslims, beginning with them, they are not remembering Allah, the Creator. And you can see it in their conduct. They're selfish. Even in the Bible, it's a passage in there that says, in the last days of evil in this world, most people will be lovers of themselves. They will love the Creator who created them in his love, with his love. They will love themselves only. And we see this is a manifest fact that's happening right now. See, I want to say this also. We must believe in our Creator if we want to have our true human life. And that nothing won't change until you first. The Creator say he won't change the evil in the world until we that bring about the evil, the people, us, change our heart. See, he created our hearts good. He created our nature good. But with lies and false knowledge coming from ourselves and other false people, we take on this falsehood, and it changes our nature. And the Satan, he whispers to us, yeah, that's right. He's an instigator. When we follow in our own way, he try to make it appear good. Yeah, that's all right. He try to make our evil seems good. And when we follow ourselves, we're following Satan also, and we're following his evil, a wicked ways that he influenced the world with to destroy the world. And he's influenced the world in every generation the same way today, encouraging people on into materialism, which leads into evil and destructive habits and ways. Peace.
Assalamu alaikum, Imam Shaheed Shabab. The reality of the Creator today is teaching on righteousness and righteousness and justice and sin. Yes, yes. Beautiful, beautiful discussion. Beautiful information he's passing on to us today. As he was teaching, there was a little flash message that came across my computer, and it said that 24 had died in this inferno in California, warehouse inferno in California. So obviously there's a terrible fire that's going on. But that's to let us know, people, nobody knows when or where the last breath will be on earth. So we must stay prepared. And we stay prepared in our righteousness, in our best morals, our best conduct, so that we can return to our Creator, knowing that he is well pleased with us and we are pleased with ourselves, for struggling our best to live the best of a life while we're here on earth. Because nobody knows when the last moment on earth will be. Now, this is an inferno that's burning here in Oakland, California, I guess. They said Oakland. And I guess that was the last count. From the way the flash came on, it's still burning. So we just don't know. Every day, more lives are being called back. The Creator is calling more lives back every day. And these are generally in some type of a mass way where many are returned to him at one time. And some type of catastrophe that he has allowed to occur to make us mindful of the time we're in. Yes, people, we have to understand that all of this foolishness we see out here all these things we're trying to imitate the people, the styles, the eating of anything, any kind of food they throw up there and throw a little tasty seasoning of poisoning on us. It tastes good. We grab it. Any type of crazy styles and shoes, we end up grabbing them, wearing them. We don't use our minds for anything anymore. We allow others to be in control. That's slavery. Allowing others to guide you and control you and direct you. Come back to your righteous self, your righteous life. Come to your Creator. Learn what He wants, how He wants you to live. Learn the way of life that He has planned for you, the best way of life. Come out of making stupid idiots of yourselves, nothing but shows, and trying to please and each other, leading each other right down here, right down to the hellfire, one leading the other, doing all kind of crazy things. Grown-ups, you don't know them at all. You don't even know where the grown-ups are anymore. Their conduct is atrocious, worse than children. The children's conducts are better than the grown-ups' conduct. The children are even dressing more appropriate now. If the grown-ups who are wearing all these foolish styles in the wintertime got something on them up to the where you can see their back body parts and all that kind of foolishness. Then they're getting sick with pneumonia now and worrying where they're going to die the next minute and saying, Lord, have mercy on me. If they put themselves in that ridiculous position, situation, the way that they dress and conduct themselves. Going out for enjoyment. Thanksgiving dinner. You can't even have a Thanksgiving dinner without alcoholic drinks. What's these alcoholic drinks doing? Messing your mind up, making you look all glazed out and stupid, snarling, giggling at one another. Crazy. Crazy. Grown-ups conducting themselves. That didn't happen when we were coming along. You didn't see this kind of foolishness with adults. They talked about it. If you were an adult conducting yourself like that, well, they would talk, it would be shameful, disgraceful. They wouldn't believe it. You might see some men, you've always unfortunately seen some men with a lot of liquor, kicking their liquor, you know, and overdoing it. But for women, it was quiet, you know. They were supposed to be a more composed, more spiritual person. And they were supposed to be like the ones who you looked up to, the model, was really in the mother. Mother was the model. The woman was the model. So you expected her to always have a certain conduct with herself. Not anymore. Her conduct, the woman's conduct, the so-called mother's conduct, is worse than the children, the man, and everybody else's. It's sad. Mothers of the planet Earth, and they're conducting themselves as though they really, really need some help, some right guidance. Even the child can lead them back. That's how far astray they have gone. All right. I want to remind you that you are listening to the radio broadcast show. Sunday broadcast comes on at 10:30 every Sunday, Eastern Standard Time. You're listening to the radio broadcast show of Imam Shaheed Shabazz. Your call-in number is 347-884-8511. If you didn't get us this Sunday, if you came in too late, or called dialed the number too late, and you're not getting that much, be sure to join us again next Sunday, same time. I will give the talk back to Imam Shaheed Shabazz now. We have about 2.5 minutes left, and he will close out with our prayer. Imam Shaheed Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam.
I talked to some guests, and because the program came on late, we wasn't able to get some guests, I guess. But nevertheless, we apologize for that and do want to say that if you want to contact us during the weekdays, my number, you can contact me at 336-497-8734. The co-host, you can get her at the number 301-672-3381. Just in case during the week you might have some questions, people always got questions. That's how you grow. You ask questions. That's how you learn. You ask questions. So we will close out the talk with that and say there is no God but Allah. Allah means all in all, meaning that he created everything, and his will governs everything in the heavens and the earth. That's what Allah means, and he has no partners. There's nothing he created like him. And he is all wise, all knowing, and he sees and knows the secrets of what's inside of us, what we fear, we try to conceal from other people. He knows, and you have to answer to him. So rather than trying to impress people in this prayer, people, please, if you want to have life beyond the grave, try to impress your Creator by living a good life. Come back from the bad life and living a good life. We ask Allah to bless the earth and the world back with his purity, his goodness, his justice, his love, and his law, which is justice for all. Ameen. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us today on the radio broadcast. Ameen. Tahit Kamal, the author and the creator. Join us again next time, same time.
Light, one who would forbid the wrong, one who would enjoin the right. And from the day you were born, that promise was kept true. There was so much work to do, but something special about you, and that something told us the time had come, and you would be the one who fulfills all the hopes, all the dreams and prayers, and gets